Well, when the final gavel brings the Democratic National Convention to a close tonight, the general election is going to be well underway. North Carolina, long Republican but more recently a swing state, is expected to be a regular stop for presidential hopefuls through November. Jeff Tabiri from Here and Now contributor WUNC reports on how a group of voters in the Tar Heel state could help decide the outcome.
4 years ago, just Florida was decided by fewer votes. In 2008, only Missouri had a presidential contest that was closer than North Carolina's.
I think it's quite possible that we end up being the closest state this year.
Tom Jensen is the director of Public Policy Polling, a national firm based in Raleigh. For three decades, North Carolina has been a Republican stronghold in the presidential race. Not anymore. The polling firm's most recent data shows Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton tied in North Carolina. Other polls call this a toss-up state.
I think what's 100% going to end up deciding the race in North Carolina is what ends up happening in the suburbs of Wake County and Mecklenburg County.
Meet the swing voters, many of whom are transplants from blue states like California, New York, and Connecticut. They're largely independents and mothers. Pollsters say they altered the election here in 2008 and 2012. Carter Wren is a longtime GOP strategist. He calls them an interesting group.
They don't really like either party. They don't really like politicians. They're fiscally conservative on values. They're religious. But on the other hand, government programs like education, Social Security, Medicare, they're very supportive of. So it's sort of a group of people that don't fit into any political boxes.
Wren first worked on a campaign in 1972, helping Jesse Helms get elected to the U.S. Senate. He's not working for Donald Trump. Asked what he would advise the Republican nominee to do in order to win that slice of suburban voters, Wren said play lots of attack ads. And another tactic.
Some positive introduced about Trump that gives the undecided voter some comfort with him. They're never going to embrace Trump, but they need to be a little more comfortable with him than they are right now.
Gary Pierce is another longtime political operative. He worked for North Carolina's Democratic Governor Jim Hunt during his four terms in office. Pierce is not working for Clinton, but offered his approach on how he would help her cause.
The easiest way to win an election is to just destroy your opponent. And there has never been an opponent who invited it as much as Trump does and makes himself vulnerable to it in the way he does. So that's what I'd be telling her.
Clinton's campaign debuted TV ads in North Carolina earlier this month. One features some of Trump's most bombastic comments as children watch him on TV.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
And you can tell them to go themselves.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes.
Pierce calls the 30-second spot incredibly effective.
That goes right at that suburban, independent woman. It goes right to this fear that there's something about Donald Trump. There's a cruelty or a bullying or a meanness to him that I really don't want to see in the White House.
There are more than 100 days between now and the second Tuesday in November. And pollster Tom Jensen says if you're a political junkie, it's an exciting time to be a North Carolinian. But
if you're somebody who's really a political junkie, it's an exciting time to be a North Carolinian because we've never been this important. If you're somebody who gets sick of the ads, gets sick of having to see the candidates on TV here all the time, all I can really say is buckle up. It's going to be a long 3.5 months.
Trump and Clinton each campaigned in North Carolina this week, and they will be back soon, likely close to where some of those swing voters call home. For Here and Now, I'm Jeff Tabiri in Durham, North Carolina.